And what do they call it in the springtime when it begins to?
The thaw.
Okay.
Spring thaw.
Okay. Okay. Great.
And the rivers are breaking up. When the ice starts going out of the rivers, they say, well, it's spring's about here. The rivers are breaking up.
Great.
And sometimes they have ice jams from that.
Really?
The ice melts and gets in big blocks. Huh. And sometimes it takes out bridges even.
Did they have any timber industry in this area?
Yes. That's our biggest industry.
Is it really? Still?
Beyond the ranch work.
Huh. I was just wondering if they float the timber down the rivers and things
no,
like that.
No, they don't do that anymore.
Okay.
They did up here called Woods Landing. They used to float it into Laramie from there. But I don't think they've ever floated timber from here.
Not that I know of.
Okay. I was wondering if you had a name for a warm wind that might blow in the...
Chinook.
Okay. Now tell me about that.
Well, old-timers used to say, well, they always had a January thaw, and there'd be a Chinook come in. And they do quite often. It has this warm wind, and maybe it'll take all the snow off in town. It just runs down the streets, and it's surprising what just 2 or 3 days of that can do.
Nice, isn't it? Yeah. How about a cold wind out of the north? Would they have a name for that?
Oh, that's when it's really bad, when a cold wind out of the north. You want to stay home if you can.
Do they have a name for it? Would they have called it a...
Norther sometimes, but that's not too frequent here. Mm-hmm. Just the north wind. Storms coming in from the north.
Okay.
It'll be a bad one.
Okay. These are just a couple of expressions that I was wondering if folks in this area might have. If it's been a real calm day, and all of a sudden the wind begins to increase, you might turn to your husband and you'd say, the wind is really...
Wind's coming up.
Okay. And if it'd been a real windy day and it began to decrease?
The wind's gone down now. I guess we can get out.
Okay, great.
Open the yard.
Great. And if you had an unusual day that was really hot, you might say, boy, today it's been hotter than...
You don't say that word.
Well, would you say Hades or?
Yeah, I might say that.
Okay, just wondering.
Her worst swear word is dang.
Well, sometimes people won't even use a swear word. They'll say like hotter than all get out or hotter than blue blazes. Well, I mean, what would you?
Hotter than blazes.
Okay, that's great. How about for cold? Would you have colder than?
Let's see, what do we say? I can't think of a word right now.
Okay, that's okay. What would you call a period when you didn't have rain for a long, long time?
Really a dry spell.
Okay.
A long dry spell.
Okay. How about if you didn't have it for like a year or two? You'd call that I know you don't have that here, but what would you call that?
Drought.
A drought.
Okay. During that time, if you had a dry spell, would you have an expression for that? Would you say it's drier than...
Drier than heck, drier than...
Okay.
I don't know if whatever your special word would be.
No, I was just wondering if they had one in this area. That's it varies from place to place. That's why I was wondering. If you take air into your lungs like that, you do what? You...
Inhale.
Okay. Or another word for inhale would be to
breathe deep.
Okay. That's what I was wondering. You mentioned hay. What other kind of cultivated grasses do they have in this area, or do they grow in this area? Is that the only one?
It's all hay.
Huh. It's just too cold to grow.
Some of it is native, and there's been some planted like timothy, some clover, but most of it's just wild native hay.
Okay. It comes up
every year on its own. It doesn't have to be planted ever.
Another word for coming up on its own would be what? You might say it comes up, would you ever say volunteer?
Oh, I might. That's not a familiar expression here.
Okay. And would
the
you?
The only thing here is volunteer wheat, and we don't raise any wheat.
Okay.